I think the series is actually tied right now. So I know it's a big game, and I know these two teams go at it every year, no matter how good or bad either team is. So it should be a good game.
How does it feel to get involved, A, with your first touchdown as a Packer, and then really start the comeback in the second half with that?
Excited. I was really happy to kind of swing momentum there in the second half and, just kind of get everybody going, get the team going, give a little spark, so feel good.
As a tight end, how does it change your responsibilities and what you have to do when you have so many tackle injuries on the line?
We just have to help a lot, chip help, any way we can, kind of just slow the rusher down and that's just part of the game. We got to be the unselfish one, so we got to help out. But, we'll make sure A-Rod stays as clean as possible.
How much does that take away, Lance, from the playbook when you guys have to add those responsibilities? Because we know how much Mike likes to use the tight end in the passing game.
Right.
50%, 60%, 40%, what do you think?
Yeah, a lot of those down-the-field routes, it kind of takes those away, and we're forced to kind of, run under, kind of little under routes or, drag routes, we call them. So it kind of puts us in a one-dimensional kind of place, but it's still cool. I mean, we're still out there. We're still helping. So hopefully we get a little dump-off pass and we take it to the house or something. I don't know.
So maybe not the stats, but still just as valuable in the
just as valuable success. In some sort of way. At least that's the way we have to look at it.
What's it do for a new guy to have a game like that, score a touchdown, to make plays like that moving forward as far as showing the team what you can do and your confidence in his offense?
I think it's just I was going out there with just trying to get the team a boost, honestly. And I think this week is, I feel like I'm a little bit more involved. So I think this week I'm more focused on really just trying to make plays and trying to see my, see where it goes.
How stupid is Thursday Night Football?
That's not a leading question, by the way.
It's extremely inconvenient. It does suck to literally come back out the next day and practice, and into a day like today where you're used to sleeping in. You're waking up at 7 o'clock, so it kind of throws your schedule off. But you got the long weekend, so it's something to look forward to. At the same time, you got to go to work.
It's hard to enjoy it, though, unless it's a win. How vital is it to take care of business on Thursday with another slew of injuries?
It's very important to take care of business, especially at home. And, getting a W would put us in a very great place, especially with a lot of injuries.